All right.
It's going to feel nice.
Yeah. And we are very excited to hear you playing some songs.
All right.
Yeah. And that car honking outside is also very excited.
Cool.
I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined by Brady Dallas Jones.
Hello.
And yeah. And oh, that last song was Rana with Drunk Tale. Don't ask me any questions about it because I don't know. It appeared in my playlist. I think it's cool. I have no more information about them. They have zero monthly listeners. You could be the first. And Brady, you have a new album coming out on Friday. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So it's called Love is Overflowing. It's going to be my first EP that I'm dropping in full, beginning to end. It's four songs. The first three are out now. And Love is Overflowing. The title track is out on Friday at midnight. It might be my favorite song I've ever written. And so I'm very excited to get that out into the world. And I think it's... I'm really excited for kind of the thesis of... I don't know, the meaning of it. I don't know. It's very, very personal to me. And I think it can be... it can be personal for... some people who listen to it. So I'm excited to have it out there and to spread that feeling a little bit. It's going to feel good for that song and for the whole EP, but particularly that song I'm excited about. the band I had to record it with and I went down to a studio in Connecticut called Ashlawn Recording Company. Are you familiar with Brazen Youth at all, the band?
Yeah, yeah.
They're a great band, good friends of mine, particularly Micah and Charlie. And Charlie, the keyboard player, it's his studio in Connecticut, Ashlawn Recording Company. Big farm, and he has a great little, not little, big old barn to play in and a live room and a control room and a few other rooms and... You stay there for a weekend, for what we did. We stayed there for a weekend and recorded this whole EP, Love is Overflowing, all four songs, Peace, Windmills, Painter's Hand, and Love is Overflowing. And it was a dream. It was so awesome. And it's fun revisiting those memories as these songs come out. And any time we play them, too. It was a beautiful time. And I'm excited to... feel like when you listen to the songs you can hear the environment that they were made in a little bit too, and it's cool when sometimes people ask like, how'd you get those drums to sound so big or something? Well, because we just stuck them in a barn and played them really loud, so it was a great time. And I owe a lot to Charlie because he's been great to me, and I'm just really pumped to have these songs out.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm excited to hear the fourth and final song coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing a lot of cool stories about people recording and in like wacky, not that a barn's all that wacky, but it's a different space that you might not necessarily spend that much time in otherwise.
Totally. Yeah. It really is. And it's nice. I grew up in a really rural area. I moved to Massachusetts in high school, but it definitely felt a bit of like going there kind of reinvigorated a little bit that rural Americana spirit in me that has never really left. But it's great, kind of, it's even great just like being there for the weekend and unplugging and just kind of, instead of going on your phone or something like that, you go out and you pet a cow, or a goat, and then you come back in and you have a new idea,
mm-hmm.
And it, as particularly with the guys who I play music with, it oftentimes feels... I remember Charlie mentioning, it's like when your band comes down here, because I've brought the band down twice now, when your band comes down here, it feels less like a recording session and more like summer camp.
Yeah.
So it definitely kind of has that energy to it as well,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little retreat.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a blast.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from a town called Benton, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So... rural, like middle of nowhere, northeast PA, 750, 800 people in the town, smaller than my high school, you know, that I went to once I moved to Massachusetts. And yeah, definitely a completely different energy than Boston, you know?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I kind of have, you know, living there and then moving to Boston, and then going to school here and living here for a long time. Definitely like two sides of the coin of like East Coast America for sure.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the opposite ends of the spectrum for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to start us off with a song?
Sure. Yeah. I'll play the first one that we, recorded when we were down in Ashland. It's the first one I released off of this EP. It's called Peace. Staring at her form in the night, finding the space where her pale skin and the stars align and melt into the ripples of our sheets. I fell into a little bit of peace. Sky, its shape shows there's room to grow over time, and in the half-filled moon I see a little bit of me, and I fell into a little bit of. Inside my nose, outside the garden floods as the flowers turn to mud, but their seeds are getting sown. It reminds me there's more to what I am than my grief, and I fell into a little bit of.
Ooh, I fell into a little bit of That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are there any musicians that you think, or bands that particularly lent themselves to your sound? Because I have one in mind, but I...
Oh, so, like, kind of bands I'm inspired by?
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen is the big one.
Yeah, that's
I don't feel like you have to go very far to find the Bruce influence in what I do. But he's the guy for me. Like, my whole life, my earliest memories are listening to him. And every step of the way, it's been Bruce. He's everything to me. I love that guy. Yeah. I love him. I love his music. Yeah.
Great guy, great musician.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just everything too. It's cool because he's such a prolific songwriter, such a long career, when you really nerd out about him, like, or you love him for so long, I find myself going through like phases of what specific era, what kind of 2-year period or what time of his songwriting I'm obsessing over instead of just listening to him all the time, always. It's kind of like, you know, right now he has this 90 early, how familiar with Bruce are you?
I would say I'm more familiar with Bruce than the average bear.
Okay.
But I'm not like a Bruce super fan. Okay. I mean, I grew up in New York.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, like downstate New York. So,
okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, like his early 90 period, he has two albums, Lucky Town and Human Touch. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty like, people hate them, you know?
Those aren't the ones that he rapped on, right? That was more recent.
He rapped on...
I think that was like in the 2010s.
Yeah, on an album called Wrecking Ball, he did kind of pseudo-rap a little bit of a song. I kind of thought it was not that bad. I thought it was pretty solid.
But I'm sure if I listened to it again with an open mind,
But yeah, so like right now there's these songs, it's like 91, 92, Lucky Town, Human Touch, kind of generally panned. And the songs are kind of tough once a little bit to listen to, but like under this really gritty production that doesn't sound too pleasing are some stinkers of songs, but some of his like best writing ever, you know? A song called like Living Proof is one of those songs, like some of his, and Real World, another one, which is great. Some like amazing writing, but it's just like hidden behind some really crappy sounding stuff sometimes. But so that's what I'm obsessing over right now. But he's the man. He's the man. Everything. Everything. Yeah.
He really is. You know, he's Bruce.
He's the boss.
Yeah, he's the boss. That's right. Yeah. All right. Do you wanna play another song for us?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure. I'll play one called A Painter's Hand. This is like the most recent song I released. Also on the Love is Overflowing. Love is Overflowing EP. Painter's hand has guided me to truth I've never seen. Vulnerable and valiant, her warmth anointed me. Studied in the communion of love unadorned. A painter's hand has guided me, my broken heart's reward. A painter's hand has guided me to colors I've never seen. The fainter shades were blind to me, the yellows and blues and green. Lessons in perspective, depth unperceived. before. A painter's hand has guided me, my broken heart's reward. She opens up her palm, I'm delicately away, woven a fated fabric, the canvas before me lays, and its colors gleam. I'll step into a landscape, through the outline of a frame, voyage its impressions, alone but unafraid. Climb among its mountains, dive into its lakes, sink into its browns, soak in golden rays, bathe in blues and yellows, but know my bed is green. Understand each brushstroke behind the world I see, and of all its beauty, I'll know that it's just pain. Step into a landscape, alone but unafraid.
If you've tuned in since the beginning, you're listening to Brady Dallas Jones playing here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And that last song was called A Painter's Hand. And let's see. So you've got your next album coming up on Friday. That's or your first EP.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the terminology correct.
Yeah,
that is important.
It's all confusing. All the different LP, EP, album, single. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what EP stands. Extended play.
Yeah.
But like, why?
Well, you know, because it's shorter than a long play, LP.
I would almost think if you're going from long, you'd think extended is longer than long. But I don't know.
I would imagine. Yeah. But yeah. Have you gotten to see Bruce live?
Oh, have I? So many times.
Oh, nice.
Not so many, maybe six times. I saw him twice on the Wrecking Ball tour. Then I saw him at, Gillette in 2016 on the River tour, like the River anniversary tour. That was a crazy show. That was a really crazy show. I saw him on Broadway, which was unbelievable. That was incredible. One of the coolest experiences ever. And then I saw him in Boston once, and then in Foxborough again, right before he got sick and had to like reschedule part of his tour and stuff. But yeah, so I definitely have, and it's not the end either. I'll be at more.
For sure.
My goal is to get to the double digits.
Oof, nice. Yeah. I haven't gotten the chance to see him yet.
Really?
I would love to.
It's.
Yeah. I've heard that the live shows are just, so much energy.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's remarkable, too, now that he's turning 75 soon. And I kind of thought when I saw him post-pandemic, he was 73, 74. I was... he just came off the Broadway stint, and then he was doing an E Street Band tour again. I was a little worried, you know, that it was going to be one of those things where it felt like you were seeing, it's like, oh, cool, I got to see Bruce, you know, he's old, but I got to see Bruce, you know. Mm-hmm. But then I was at the show, and the energy, like, it wasn't like I was seeing old Bruce, you know, and I was just happy to see him. It was the same, you know, 3-hour show with no opener and just like to the max, you know, yeah. Energy and power, and it's still there, you know, and especially from what I've heard now, once he's been sick and now he's not sick anymore and he's a little healthier, that it's even like more so, you know, and he's just like returned to, not even a return to form, but he's just maintaining, you know, such incredible live show form.
Yeah.
It's, I can't recommend it enough.
For sure. Yeah, no, the guy's, you know, prolific. He keeps going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's the absolute man.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, I do need to read a PSA every hour, so I'm going to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
And we're going to read one about the Mystic River Reservation.
Okay.
Yeah. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio.
Oh, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, good job.
They really like making PSAs with like long lists in them these days. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
No. It's like those prescription drug commercials.
Yeah, if you experience hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, figs.
You may be at a...
You may be able to reach out to... Yeah. You may be eligible for... Yeah, have you or a loved one? Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Have you or a loved
one? Would you like to play another song for us?
Sure.
Excellent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, the harmonica's coming out.
The harmonica's coming out. Make sure you have the right one. This next song I'm doing is a... it's the first song... Ooh, jeez. Over the... All right. Sorry if that sounded horrible.
That's tricky with the...
Yeah, the
headphones.
But this song is the first one that I released as a solo artist, or like under my own name. It's called Oalina. Completely, I don't play this one acoustic very much, so I'm excited to do that. All right, so Oalina.
You wake up every day and think how this world must have cursed your name. Oh, it's a shame. And then you look outside and you think, if the sky could cry for you now, this whole world would drown. Oh, Oalina, all that you can think of is all that we ever see. step outside. Make it look like you just cried. Oh, you don't want to make a scene, but you want to be seen. You say that you're okay. Make sure you still sound great. You don't want to be convincing. Keep on thinking, whoa, whoa, Lena, all that you can think of is all that we ever see. You wear your heart on your sleeve, but do you even know what it means to break a heart or to cling to a love that has parted or feel blue? No one even knows the real you.
Excellent. Now, for anyone listening, I don't think that we would be that surprised to hear that you like Bruce Springsteen. Are yeah. there any artists that you listen to a lot that people might be a little bit more surprised to hear?
A little more surprised. I think this catches people by surprise. Maybe more because people know him for other things, but Randy Newman, I adore.
Mm.
He's one of my all-time favorites. And a lot of people... To a lot of people, he's like the Toy Story guy, the Pixar guy, you know?
He also has that song about hating short people.
Yes, he does, and it's awesome. but he, yes, exactly. He has a song about hating short people. He also has just one of the best, like, songwriting catalogs of all time.
Mm.
He is so good. I love Randy Newman. I really like other people that might catch... I don't know. I don't listen to, like... I don't know. What you see is what you get for the most part. You know what I mean? But I would say sometimes, like, I do have, like, a little, I have a sweet tooth for some great pop music. So currently I'm, like, digging some of Sabrina Carpenter's new album and Chapel Row, and I am freaking obsessed with Chapel Row. So stuff like that, you know, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's crazy. Once in a while, pop songs get it right.
Totally. And and when they do, it is so, so good. Like a lot of songs, I don't know. Good Luck Babe is just it's just pure candy and it's so good. And it's just like, it's a masterpiece. It's an absolute masterpiece of music. It's so good. So I would maybe go the Sabrina Carpenter Chapel Roan route for right now. Anything else? I don't know. I'm pretty easy to read. I love like some soul and R&B but I like the old, I don't know. I love like Motown and Stax and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't feel like that seems too far off of what I listen to. But yeah, I would go the pop route. Yeah. Holly Humberstone is one of those people too. Mm. You know, she's great.
For sure. Yeah, it's always that's a fun one to ask because you never know.
Totally.
I'm waiting for someone to say like, I don't know, it's just something like so far out of left field.
Totally. Totally. Like, I wish I had something like that.
No, you know? No, it's fine, you know. Yeah. Someday someone's gonna be like, yeah, every night before you go to bed I listen to Wesley Willis. You know, I can't
I don't even know who that is.
You might know his song Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Oh my god. That's that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, okay, so I have two guys then. I have two guys. Boston-ish based. Actually, three guys, all Boston-ish based. Have you ever heard of Andy Pratt?
I definitely know the name.
So, but... he has... I met him at the... Do you know the Bebop?
Yeah.
I know Andy Pratt.
You know? Oh, my God!
Andy Pratt was my session from hell.
Yo, my gosh.
From hell.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Yeah, come find a mic.
Come over here.
He comes into the studio. He gives us a poster the size of this bulletin board with his face on it.
Yeah.
He hands out cards that say Andrew Pratt, Andy Pratt, musical
rock
genius,
legend.
Rock legend.
I have one of those business cards.
I mean, we were supposed to do a demo.
Yeah.
That somebody else is going to record.
Do you do live sound?
All the time.
We've met before. I work at the Gardner Museum.
Oh yeah, that was a crazy gig.
Yeah, in the tapestry room.
You know, I was going to bring a digital board. My board died that week, so I had to go all analog. So I brought all this old crap.
Yeah.
And you guys were great, by the way.
Yeah,
you guys were
course,
so helpful.
Dude,
I mean, everybody else was like being snitty. Don't breathe on that tapestry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's how it goes. But
you know,
we're here
for the
music.
I won't even tell you the one that I took a crap in.
Oh, okay.
So
tapestry?
So we were doing a demo, Andy and
oh,
I.
Oh, my gosh.
And Andy, first of all, he shows up like three
what
hours
year is
early.
This?
I don't know, like 10 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Shows up like wicked early, and then he's getting all pissy because I don't have everything all mic'd yet.
Yeah.
And he's going like from instrument to instrument. Oh, let's record this. Let's go. Yeah. You know, I'm not set up yet. And then the second time, he brought some ginger snaps because we were talking about ginger snaps somehow.
Uh-huh.
And he would feed them to me like a treat. Like whenever I did something nice for him, he'd feed me a ginger snap.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It was humiliating.
Oh, my God.
And then the person that he wound up recording with.
Yeah.
Is somebody that I later became friends with.
Yeah.
And we bonded because we both had the same session from hell. He nearly broke up the other guy's couple. He was staying at their house for
Are
a week.
You serious?
No kidding.
Oh
my God.
My gosh.
And you know, and nobody who's listening knows who Andy Pratt is. So if you know the song Avenging
Annie.
That's really the only thing he did.
Fun fact,
he's put out
20
albums, 25 albums, but Avenging Addy is the only song that anybody knows.
Yeah, and that shared a single on Columbia Records with Bruce Springsteen's first single with Blinded by the Light. So the A side was Avenging Annie.
Well, let
and
me
the
put
B
it,
side was Blinded by the Light.
So hold on a second. People still know who Bruce Springsteen is.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the difference. Yeah. All right, I'm going to let you back to it.
Man, great
Thanks,
seeing
Joel.
You again.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all right.
We got a band playing in there in a couple of minutes, too. You can come
in. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that band's going to be Good Judgment. They're going to be playing at 10:30, and that's On the Town. That was Joel, the longtime producer for On the Town. He's been producing that show since like
that's
the 80s.
Crazy. Yeah. I met that guy. I met that guy. I work at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in the production, like I'm in the productions department. So I help put on all of our like concerts, events, things like that, anything that has sound. So that, like, there's this thing called the Velvet Party in the, I don't even remember when it is, spring maybe, but I forget what they were called. What was the band? But he does sound for this band that played, and they do like very kind of like edgy, but like, I guess Baroque-ish inspired like rock music. He and I wrapped cables for 45 minutes together in the tapestry room of the Gardner Museum and worked together all night to put on that, to put on his band's sound, you know?
Beautiful.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, he's the person who taught me how to wrap cables.
Really? So. Okay, oh, yeah. There you go. That's crazy. We've wrapped the same cables.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were his cables. That's crazy.
Very funny.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's such one thing that I love the Boston music scene. It is so small.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. There's lots of pockets for sure, but once you get into it, you can find a lot of through lines. But that was one I was not expecting to find ever again. But I'm happy it happened. That's cool.
Yeah. Fantastic. Crazy.
I can't believe you knew Andy Pratt too and that you've worked with Andy Pratt.
And you have that's two wild. More wacky Boston musicians to name.
Oh, that's right. Andy Pratt. I met Andy at the Bebop once, and then I've just become, I've followed him since. Have you heard of Telemore?
I definitely know the name.
Okay,
yeah.
You should check him out on Instagram.
Is that a newer? No.
No, I think he's been around for a while, and I think he's maybe 50.
Okay.
And he has a great song called Friday Crazy Night, which is 2 days from now. 2 days from now is a Friday Crazy Night, so that's gonna be it's gonna be good.
Do you have an album release party?
What?
Do you have an album release show?
Actually, thank you. On the 16th of September, on a Monday, I'm playing at Club Passim, in a similar vibe to this, but with my band around me, so it'll be acoustic-ish, and nicely arranged and stuff. Playing with Gemma Lawrence and Namarca.
Nice.
And that's going to be a great show. And then...
Yeah, Namarca's played on this show too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so that'll be great. And then in October, I'm playing the Sinclair. And that's going to be... That's the big one, you know? So I'm very excited for that.
Congrats.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. And my last crazy Boston artist is... Oh yeah, like I don't know his name, but he's like the odd man who sings about poop and pee and.
Oh, I didn't know that he was Boston based.
He's from Massachusetts. He's from Massachusetts.
That's funny.
So I know my poop song by heart. Pretty, 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 poop, 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 poop. Pretty, 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 poop, 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 poop. Brady, Brady. I can keep going, but
no, yeah. You're welcome to. I mean, you know,
the next song is the Brady Poop cover of the Brady Poop song.
That's so funny.
But yeah, he's great. So those are my out of left field artists.
Is that also the guy who sings about towns and?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the man who sings about just about everything, places and towns. Does he? What town are you from?
I'm from White Plains, New York. Is a song about White Plains.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's thorough.
Oh yeah.
Especially it's remarkable, but
oh yeah. Well, enough about poop and pee and towns. Do you want to hit us with another one of your songs?
Sure. We're about to go for a vibe change here, man.
Cool.
Out of poop and pee. Are we allowed to say that on air?
I think that those are the only versions of those words that we can say on air.
Yeah, all right. That's some good poop, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this next song I'm going to play is, I can't believe I'm playing this after that, but I'm going to play a song called Windmills. It's also on the EP that I'm releasing. It's the second song I released off of it. Yeah. Here we go. This is Windmills.
The windmills of this they turn. These crusty tear-stained eyes, they burn. Thinking through these, blinking through the tears, all the memories that we had. This lonesome house tonight, it yearns. For the love you brought inside to return. Pictures in a frame, we speak to our words in vain as you shine a burnt orange
That was a really lovely walk sign is on solo at the end of the song there. coming from outside.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, classic background noise of WMFO.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lovely song. Those windmills.
Thank you.
And for anyone listening, that was Brady Dallas Jones right here in Studio A at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I think that we've got a little bit more time for another question or two. And then another song, and then we should wrap things up.
Great.
Let's see. What's a good wacky one? Do you have, if you had to describe your music with one word, what word would you choose?
Oh, man. Heartfelt.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. If you could name a street, what would you name it?
Ooh. Oh, man. That's a good question. I don't know. I would name the street. Uh-oh. Hello. I don't know what I would name. Oh, gosh. I would name it, I don't know. Oh, man. I can't believe this is stumping me so hard.
Hey, that's all right. We can come back to it. I'll
ponder it on my way through the song. The last song. Yeah. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I feel like there's a lot of weight on a street name, you know?
You know, there are a lot of different options there.
Exactly. Yeah. That's some gravitas.
Yeah.
Gravitas.
Gravitas, yes. And people are going to live there and work there. Yeah. You know, it's going to mean something to someone.
Yeah. We should get the man who sings about poop, pee, and
towns and
stuff to weigh in on this matter, because I feel like out of all of the ones that he's sung about, he's got some good ones.
Oh, for sure. He's seen a street sign or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the great thing is, I don't think he's been to any of the towns that he's sung about.
Yeah, maybe a couple around himself, but when he's singing about some town in Kansas, I don't think he's ever been there.
No.
Yeah, and you can tell he's just reading off of their Wikipedia page, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fun. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's hear that one more.
Yeah, so this is a sneak preview of Love is Overflowing. It's coming out on Friday. And come celebrate it at Passim on September 16th. I'm Brady Dallas Jones.
Sits on your tongue, at the tips of your fingers. Learn to trust that love is swimming in the pools of your eyes. Love is within you. And it fuels your life. Love, it surrounds you in all that you see. In everything you touch, in the air that you breathe, beauty is you, and you are the world. So in all that you are, let love unfurl. Because love is overflowing, it's never leaving you now. 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 Love is overflowing, it's never leaving. It's never leaving you now.
All right, and that was just the title track off of Brady Dallas Jones's first EP, right?
First EP coming out Friday.
Excellent.
Woo.
And that was Love is Overflowing. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you very much for coming in and playing some songs for us.
Thank you, Mellow Max. Thanks for having me.
It's been my pleasure.
Yeah.
And wrapping things up, we're going to hear a song from a local band called Geneva. Geneva's going to be playing at Sonia Saturday night at 8 p.m. I think I'm going to be there. Here is Irises.
To tell you this would be too much for a child to bear. Too much I care for you left me in agony. But when I looked inside of those irises, couldn't help. Your green eyes and golden hair, and the grass wilted upon your presence there. You were the bringer of doom, but too much I cared.